I'd drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong.
Our next guest on Downtown is a founding member of Wang Chung, a band that's been making music for nearly four decades now. Half a dozen top 40 hits in America, millions of records sold, and getting ready for a big virtual concert coming up tomorrow. We're happy to be joined on the telephone by Wang Chung founding member Nick Feldman.
My pleasure. So I guess you've been on the run from The Fugitive.
I have, yes. My wife is doing fine, though, and I can't find a one-armed man to save my life.
I know, you must have heard that joke. Sorry.
Quite all right. Let's talk about what's going on tomorrow. This is pretty exciting. Abducted by the 80s, the Back to the Basement virtual concert. How did this all come together?
It was actually Greg Ross, who's a friend of ours from Abducted by the 80s, and it was his idea. He approached us to get involved. We were absolutely delighted to get involved. So it's for an excellent cause. For the charity Direct Relief, they're helping out frontline responders, healthcare workers, doctors, nurses in the fight against COVID-19. So it seemed like a really nice and good thing to do, a way of putting something back, you know, in a positive way. Plus, you know, all the bands on the bill, we know them all; they're all friends. So it was a nice kind of communal sort of effort, I suppose. So we're very, very pleased to be part of this.
Yeah, it is a great lineup of acts performing, and it's so tough for performing artists these days to not be able to go out and have an audience. So this is at least an opportunity to do what you do for a virtual audience.
Exactly, yeah. Sort of, instead of being out there in an arena or somewhere, we're sitting in our front rooms, you know, but it's a way of communicating with people and hopefully entertaining them and entertaining ourselves too, and doing something positive and hopefully raising money at the same time. Yeah, so it's great. I mean, we obviously tour a lot usually, so we've had to sit back and do other things, but this is a great way of doing something rather than nothing.
And in addition to some of your classic songs that you and Jack have also adapted, Everybody Have Fun Tonight, we'll hear a new version of that tomorrow.
You will indeed. I mean, we kind of got inspired by the whole thing, and it seemed like it was an interesting idea. I was kind of humming that tune, Everybody Stay Safe Tonight. And then Greg Ross was like, why don't you record it, you know, properly? So we thought, okay, yeah, let's do that. So I mentioned that to Jack. He was completely into the idea. So he re-sang his bit. I sang my bits. I sent them over the internet to him. We put it all together, and it sounds great. You know, it sounds just like the original, but with different lyrics that are hopefully a nice positive message for people to have fun to while you're staying safe, you know. And especially in these troubled times of, racism and COVID-19, it's like maybe stay safe from all of those bad things and do something positive. So, yeah, we're really excited. And we've even done a new video for it as well, a special video for the basement thing, which is going to get premiered, you know, tomorrow at the actual event.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Nick Feldman of Wang Chung here on Downtown. Well, you and Jack first met, was it in the late 70s when you put an ad in Melody Maker looking for musicians?
That's exactly right, yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, nothing at the time, but I thought I should try and put an ad in the Melody Maker that made me look kind of important so people would want to kind of join my band that had never even done a gig, let alone anything else. And Jack turned up. I had loads of people. I auditioned loads of people, but Jack stood out, you know, and it was an instant kind of thing. So that's how it all started, and yeah, we're still going now.
Now, do you still ever maybe checking into a hotel use the name Nick Despig?
I don't know why on earth I ever chose it. I did work under that name for our very first album, Wang Chung album. Nick Despig was this kind of mythical kind of silly character that I'd invented, a kind of street, kind of slightly dodgy, kind of untrustworthy kind of guy. You know, slightly gangstery. But I sort of thought after a while, why don't I just call myself my actual name? And that's what I did. I think, you know, in the punk new wave days, people were sort of changing their names to silly names. So I just, it was just going along with that. But I'm now me, so I think that's better.
You had had success here in the States with Dance Hall Days and other songs, but the band really blew up internationally with Everybody Have Fun Tonight and the great video from Godley and Cream. How much did that impact the success of the record, do you think?
Well, in the States, I think it was, and in many places, it was fantastic. You know, they were the coolest sort of directors to work with at the time. And they turned most things down, but they loved Everybody Have Fun Tonight, the song. So they came up with this concept, you know, of us looking miserable while we, and sort of with all this neurotic type editing. So it really helped us in the States, I think. As far as the UK went, that was a more of a problem. The BBC, in its infinite wisdom, decided that because the cut rate was so quick, it was sort of flickered in a way that they've considered it to be, it could induce epilepsy in epileptics. So the video got banned in the UK, so which unfortunately affected the, you know, how big a hit it was over here in the UK. But we were happy enough for it to be a hit everywhere else, so it was all good in the end, really.
You've done a lot of soundtracks through the years. Your music has been used in countless television shows like The Walking Dead, of course, To Live and Die in L.A. How fun is that experience of specifically creating music for a film?
That was when we did To Live and Die in L.A., for example. I mean, that was such fantastic timing for us because, you know, we'd had a huge hit with Dance All Days and Points on the Curb album. And we were getting all that pressure of, where's the next hit, guys? Where's the hit? From our record company. And we were getting a little bit bogged down and a bit stuck with all of that. And suddenly William Friedkin, the legendary William Friedkin, who directed, you know, The French Connection and The Exorcist, turned out that he was a bit of a fan of Wang Chung and wanted us to do some more instrumental, long-form instrumental dark music, you know, and it just came out of the blue, this sort of request for us to do the score. So it was amazing, you know, to be able to forget about having to write a pop song and to do literally the opposite kind of thing. So that really inspired us, and then we ended up writing some songs anyway for it, and that, I think that cleansed us to, with the success of that project, to go on and, you know, come up with things like Everybody Have Fun Tonight and Let's Go. So we were happy to be more poppy after that, you know.
I love the collaboration you did a few years back with the Prague Philharmonic. That was terrific.
Yeah, that was something that was a new departure for us. We'd never actually, you know, done something as like that before. We did that. It was actually last year we did it, a year ago, and it was a really fresh thing. It was amazing going to Prague. Prague's a beautiful city anyway, but to hang out, you know, with the orchestra and record our songs in that way was really great. So it was something we're very proud of. And I think the plan is to do some orchestral shows, you know, maybe next year, you know, or the year after. Possibly do it with some other bands who've also got orchestral scores as well, like Flock of Seagulls and Cutting Crew. And so if we could do some multi-band shows, but with sharing the same orchestra, that could be a really cool thing. So that's something we want to do.
You guys did a great cover a while back of the Beatles' Rain. Was that you playing ukulele on that?
No, that was Jack, actually. Jack did that. Yeah, he just was friends with this guy, I think, who had this website, and he asked Jack to do it. So, I think it's really cool. I sang a little bit on it, but it's Jack's thing, really. But I thought it was a really good interpretation of the song.
Well, we've enjoyed your music for a long, long time and looking forward to Abducted by the 80s, the Back to the Basement virtual concert tomorrow. Nick, thanks so much for making time for us today. Stay safe, be well, and have fun tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you, and you too.